Welcome to the hashtag Mom Life Podcast. My name is Kayla Ogletree. I'm a full-time mommy, full-time social worker. In this podcast, we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about how to deal with mommy guilt. We'll talk about various topics because let's be honest, being a mom is hard. So let's do it together. Hey guys, welcome back to the hashtag Mom Life Podcast. It's been a while, but I'm back. I made it back from vacation. I hope everybody's doing well. Before I get started, I just want to jump into the hashtag Mom Life moment of the week. This is my hashtag Mom Life moment of the week. So my hashtag mom life moments of the week this week, I think it's just been a hashtag mom life moment week, honestly. I came back Monday or Saturday, but I was trying to get back into the swing of going back to work and into my regular routine. And it's been tough, recovering from vacation because you have so much downtime when you're on vacation. I don't know why, but this time has been really hard. I think it's because usually when I do come back from vacation, I don't have a one-year-old to take care of. So I think that's where my recovery has... It's been tough. It's not... I've been tired all week long. I've literally come home, not eaten dinner or, scarfed down a salad real quick. And then Sophia and I went to bed at, 7:30 every night. She also got sick this week, so she had a fever and she's been coughing and not sleeping well, so we're not sleeping well. So I think that's, I think it all has to do with each other, but that has been one of my mom life, hashtag mom life moments of the week. Also, the other day, I think it's because I've been really tired, or I don't know, but Sophia was not hard, but tapping me in the face, and I was trying to correct the behavior, and I was telling her not to do it, or I was showing her, I was saying, use nice hands, because I just don't want her to think that it's okay to go just hit people in the face. So I was trying to correct the behavior, but she kept doing it, and for some reason I was just beside myself hysterically laughing. I couldn't keep it together. So I was laughing, so she thought it was funny. So I don't know if I was successful at telling her not to hit people in the face. So yeah, that was my hashtag mom life moment of the week. I could not control my laughter. I don't know what was so, I think it's just because I'm tired. Like I said, I think it was just exhaustion, and I just couldn't, I was hysterical, and she thought it was so funny. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not working. She's going to think it's okay to hit somebody in the face. But, it's been a long week to say the least. But today's episode, I wanted to just jump right into it. Only have a few minutes. I didn't have a lot of time this week either. I feel like I've been running around like crazy, so I almost did not have time to record this podcast, but I said I was going to, so I'm sticking to what I said. So I have a few minutes before I have to pick up Sophia. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about vacationing without your children, and what my experience was vacationing without Sophia, because I know I talked about it before I left, and how stressed I was about the vacation and the planning of the vacation. Then also I was, in my episode about mom guilt, I talked about how I was feeling guilty about not taking her with us. But it actually turned, we actually had a really good time. And I, once we got there and we were settled, it actually turned out to be, it was actually a really, really good time. And I wasn't as stressed as I thought I was going to be leaving Sophia. I knew. And I think what helped too is that when my mom picked her up the Friday we were leaving, Sophia was like more than happy to go with her. You know, she didn't cry at all. She's always been a really easy baby. I just think I was just in my head, I was more stressed about it. But it honestly was, it was a good time. It gave us time to, like, cause we hadn't been, Angela and I hadn't been on a vacation in 3 years. And we also don't, you know, now with a baby, we don't get to spend as much time together. So it was nice just to, like, have time, like, just one-on-one time with each other. But we were also with, like, a bunch of our friends. So I think that also helped the situation as well. So, it, like I said, it was actually a really fun time. I do recommend it. I know some people will think I'm crazy. You know, they don't want to, you know, it's hard to, we were with other couples who had children and, you know, some of them, it was the first time they had gone without their child. You know, they're always, you know, and they were always bringing their children with them. But it was a really, really nice time. You know, I felt, and I was telling my friends, I was like, I actually felt like relaxed. Like I felt like, you know, when you come home from vacations and you feel like you need a vacation from your vacation, I didn't feel that way. Like I did feel rested. My issue was just like the transition back into like the work, like waking up early, you know, that was my issue because, you know, I hadn't been doing that for a week or so. So I really recommend it. I really enjoyed myself. I had a good time. You know, I did get a little upset when I saw a kid, you know, because we were on a cruise. So there were families there and, you know, a lot of families had their kids with them. I just, for me personally, I don't know what I would have done with Sophia on a cruise. I don't think Angelo and I would have had enjoyed ourselves, you know, the way we enjoyed ourselves without her. I know one day we will be, you know, eventually we will take her on vacation with us. I just think at her age, I just don't know. I don't think it would have been, you know, I don't think we would have enjoyed ourselves. We were on a cruise boat, and I think I kept telling my friends, I was like, I think I would have been more anxious or nervous about her, like being on a cruise ship, you know, and it would have taken away the enjoyment. But it was also, like I said, it was also nice just to have, like, just to spend time as us, you know, because it had been a while. And there was also not a lot of, like, kid activities. I know they had, like, a kid's room, but there's really not, like, especially for kids her age, she's so little, that there's really, other than the pool, there's really nothing else that you can really do with them. So I think she had a much better time with my mom. She stayed with my mom, and then my nephew is also there, so she got to spend a lot of time with him. But I think it's important just to, like, to have that time away, you know. And it also, like, made it even, like, when she saw me when I came back, it was like, it was even more extra special because she got so excited when she saw me. And I kept telling my friends, I was like, I think she's going to forget me. I don't know if she's going to remember me. But no, they remember you. So you shouldn't feel bad. It actually, like, we actually had, like, a really, really, like, and I keep saying that, we had a really, really good time, but it was so much fun. So I do highly recommend it if you can do it. Like, you know, it wasn't, the planning was a little stressful, and the, you know, thinking about it, you know, the anticipation was stressful, but if you can, if you have the opportunity, it's definitely good for your relationship. It definitely, you know, we kind of, you know, you kind of lose that, like, that closeness, you know, especially, like, when you're working and you have a child, you know, a lot of the times, by the time Angela gets home, I'm sleeping, and we don't get to, you know, most of the time we don't get to talk to each other. So it was nice. It really, really was a nice, good time. We ate a lot of food. Everything was really good. You know, I don't know that I tell my friends, I'm like, I don't know if I would do a cruise again, but, you know, definitely thinking and planning and making more time for those vacations are important. You know, and, you know, family vacations are just as fun. I'm not, you know, there were, like I said, there were tons of families on the ship that we were on. But definitely if you can take a trip with your significant other, just to get away, it definitely, like, it's rejuvenating. It's, you know, you guys get to spend time together, you know, probably more time that you spent together in a very long time. So, you know, if you can do it, I definitely highly recommend it. definitely having the support system that I have made it helpful to do that. So, and also just like planning ahead, you know, what I did was, instead of like packing the night before, because I had to pack a bag for myself, and then I also had to get Sophia ready to go to my mom's house for the week. So we started, you know, in the beginning of the week doing those things. So that definitely eased the stress. And I think what also helped too is that we didn't have to leave. We didn't have to like get on a plane. We just drove. There's a seaport not too far from where we live, and we were able to just like drive, you know, someone dropped us off. We were able to get on the boat. The boat came back. We got, we weren't far from home. So I think that also like eased the stress and made it a little bit more relaxing. I'm trying to think of what else. You know, and then if you can go with, like, you know, having our friends with us was definitely, you know, that was a lot of fun too. Like being able to spend time with people that maybe you don't get to see during, you know, you're so busy that there's like, you know, you don't find the time to spend time with people, like close friends. So that was fun. I know it's easier said than done. And, you know, some people don't have, you know, a lot of people don't have the luxury of doing that. We were very lucky that we were able to, but, you know, if you can, I definitely highly recommend it. It definitely was worth it. It was worth the stress. It was worth the planning. And Sophia, actually, she had such a great week. I don't even think that she remembered that we left. I think she remembered me, like, she was so excited to see me, but she had such a blast with my nephew that I don't even think that she remembered that I was gone. Because I would try to FaceTime her, and she was like, yeah, I see you. So yeah, that was funny. She was so excited, and she like was so happy to be with my mom. So that, again, that made it a lot easier. But yeah, like it would have been a different experience had she come with us. Not saying that we wouldn't have had fun or anything, like it just would have been a different experience for us. So yeah, that's what I had to say this week, just because I'm coming right off of a vacation. So I wanted to share my experience and some tips, that helped me out, you know, vacationing without your child. If anybody has any questions, you can find me on Instagram, or send me a direct message. I look forward to speaking to you guys soon. So tune in. Keep giving me ratings and reviews and letting me know what you think. All right, guys, have a good night. Thank you so much for tuning in to the #MomLife Podcast. Make sure you also follow me at #MomLife.podcast on Instagram. That's #spelled out, MomLife.podcast. Also, please, if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a review and a rating so I know how I'm doing. All right, thanks, guys. See you next time.